Thank you, Brad. Love lifted me. I hope it's lifting you up. It's encouraging to see you today. Vacation Bible School begins this week. What a wonderful opportunity we have. Thanks for letting me be off this last week. Appreciate it very much. Mitch called me and said he had a great time and just enjoyed being with you. I know you enjoyed him. We got to visit some of our loved ones. Of course, we couldn't get to see them all. We didn't get to go back to the old houses where we were brought up somewhat some years in our younger life. And the reason for it is because those houses are gone and all those people that inhabited them are gone, just about. Both of our parents are buried over at Franklin Memory Gardens. We got to go there. They're buried just within a few yards of one another. That's where our graves are. We were happy, of course, to be able to be with my sisters over there. We heard Brother Carter, Washington Avenue, last Sunday morning. Good sermon. The people there are very small in number, right downtown in Russellville. Sunday night, we went over to where Mitch preaches, at Piney Grove in Tuscumbia. Got to see his mom and dad. His mother used to be a little girl when I preached over in at Southern Boulevard in Sheffield. Of course, I've known his grandmother, Sister Robinette, who's passed away also. Then Wednesday night, we went to hear, and we got to see Everett Kuhn, and you remember him, in the gospel meeting. We're glad to be back. We surely do thank the elders for allowing us the time to be off, and surely we want God to be with everyone. And today, would everybody smile? I'm looking at people out there in that audience that I love and you love. I'd like to see everybody, some of you old men. Can I get some of you to smile this morning? Be happy because, guess what? This week, we're going to be busy. This week, we're going to have a vacation Bible school. Wow, when I walked in this morning. All you people have worked so hard. Everybody, you ought not even go home today. Till you go back out there and see all the work that's been expended and got everything ready. These signs out here, I hope you like them and all of that. And we're really excited about this Vacation Bible School. And you know what? We know something from the reading of the Scriptures. And we know how much you're worth to God. Why, when you seek first His kingdom, the Bible says your clothes, your food, everything that you need will be provided for you. Ah, we can surely dwell on that some. But there's another answer there. That is another question. How much is God worth to you? Is He worth a whole week of your time to come to Vacation Bible School this week? Where He's got people that studying. And look what the Bible tells us. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Answer that question. Which of you taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you, what Jesus is saying, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. How much does God love you? How much does God love me? Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow be cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought. Don't worry. Quit it. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your Father, your heavenly Father, knoweth that you have need of these things. Question. Will He provide them? Answer. Yes. Now look what He tells you and me. but seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Quit worrying about it. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Notice the first question. How much does God love you? And then the next question. How much do you love God? How much do you think God's worth to you? Well, we have an unusual week. Tonight, Matt Taylor lead off by preaching on seeking first the kingdom of God, the church. Remember who you are. And what he's going to do is bring call to your attention to our being a Christian. Acts 11, 26, Acts 26, 28, 1 Peter 4, 16. And tomorrow night, Monday night, Stuart Wilson, he'll be discussing dedication. And Jesus called four fishermen in Luke 5, 1 through 11. And Stuart will be directing our attention to being completely dedicated to God and consider the example of these four fishermen. Tuesday night, Matt Burns will challenge us by seeking first the kingdom of God by true repentance. What is it? And our Lord Jesus Christ, He forgave a sinful woman and told her, go sin no more. Matt will tell us what true repentance is. Wednesday night, Britt Thompson. He'll be speaking on seeking the kingdom of God first by being great in that kingdom. But what means and how do you describe greatness? Britt will discuss us to possess humility and show us from God's Word about Jesus' teaching on the greatness that are His. Luke 9. On Thursday night, Al Burns will explore and be seeking first the kingdom of God. And it's talking about one of our favorite subjects, and that is the mercy of God. I will tell us about a great example which Jesus gives us about the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. And then the elders asked me on Friday night, and the subject will be generosity. As we seek in first the kingdom of God, what example that Jesus gave about the widow who gave all that she had in Luke chapter 20. And you'll notice that in every one of these, except for Matt's tonight, every one of them found in the book of Luke. And I want to suggest to you, my friends, these attitudes that will be discussed this week in our vacation Bible school, they're going to help every one of us, and I don't want to miss a single one of them. And I hope that you won't either. The young need to seek first the kingdom of God. We've had these young people to be baptized and some older. And in the middle age, everybody that be considered middle, you need to get closer to God, seeking first God's kingdom. And all of us who are older, it's now or never. We need to be actually encouraged and motivated to be closer to God by seeking first the kingdom of God. Why? Well, let's look at some scriptures. Number one, John 18, verse 36, Jesus answered, what did He say? My kingdom is not of this world. And if my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from it. You know something about the kingdom that we're seeking first. Mark 1, verse 15, Jesus said, and the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What are we learning about the kingdom that we are to seek first? It's all spiritual. It's bringing men, women, in the kingdom of God closer and closer to Jesus. In Acts 28, verse 31, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding them. And remember what Daniel said. In Daniel 2, verse 44, and the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever. who are in that kingdom. Those who have obeyed God. What are those people expected to be doing? Seeking it first. And the righteousness of God. There are five things I want to suggest to you this morning. The lesson be you. Number one. We seek the kingdom of God, the church, first because. And I want you to really remember this, every one of us. We do it because. Look what Jesus did for us in the kingdom. The elders were told in Acts 20, verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which He hath purchased with His own blood. How much did He love the church? He loved it by giving His life for it. How much do you love the church? How much do I love the church? How much am I willing to give because of being in the kingdom of God? In Romans 5, 8 and 9, but God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now. There was a time when we were not, but now, justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. I don't want to go to hell, and I don't want a single one of you to go there. And I know there is absolutely one way that we will not be in hell. We'll not spend an eternity in a fire that burns fire and brimstone with all the wicked, horrible people who have paid no attention to God, who have not loved His kingdom. And look why. Because we're justified by His blood. We're declared to be such as we ought to be because of what? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And in this verse in Ephesians 5, verse 25 to husbands, boy, I'll get on that next week. Husbands, love your wives, not somebody else's wife. Husbands, love your wives. Husbands, are you doing it? Are you speaking to them right? Are you acting like you love them? Do you show that? But look what he says. He uses that little expression, even as. Even as what? As Christ also loved the church. And what did Christ do for the church? He gave Himself for it. Why do we seek the kingdom of God first? Because Jesus loved the church. And He showed it. Number two. We seek the kingdom of God, the church, first because we love Him. And we really want to serve Him. We sing that song sometimes. I want to be a worker for the Lord. Who? Those in that kingdom. In Revelation 14, verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, right, blessed are the dead. Not all the dead are. He's talking about a specific dead. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, not out of the Lord. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they shall rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And that's the kind of death we want to die. Yes, we want to love Him and show Him and serve Him in this kingdom. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Who? You? Me? Who's going to be able to go to heaven? Those in the kingdom. What are these people in the kingdom doing? They're seeking it first. And they're doing the righteousness of God. Why? Because they want the Lord to say to them, well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the kingdom of the Lord. In John 6, 68 and 69, many people had ceased following Christ like they do today. I can't believe a man or a woman who knows the Lord would just give up, and knowing the ultimate destruction that he's going to have as a result of quitting serving the Lord. Jesus said, will you also go away? And Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and we're sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. James tells us in James 2:24, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. We seek the kingdom of God first because we love Him and we really want to serve Him. And here's an exciting thing about this week. We're seeking the kingdom of God first because we want to bring somebody in to teach them all about the kingdom, the church. Excavating, doing everything we can to dig in, learn God's precious will, and share it with everybody that we possibly can. All the effort that has been expended in trying to tell others about the glorious gospel that will be preached and taught this week. No wonder Jesus said, He said, all authority hath been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. You think how wonderful it could be if this week we'd be able to lead somebody to Jesus. Just think if you could stand up in the day of judgment and there'd be somebody that can say to you, hey, you mentioned Jesus to me, thank you. You're the one why I'm here, thank you. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be great? I'm saved because of what you've done. That ought to cause you to want to be here to show people that this place, it's a place where God's Word and His people are gathering to seek first His kingdom and tell others about it. We seek first the kingdom of God, number four, the church, because of where we're going when we die. And we all know that. Last night we just read on the overhead a while ago, the PowerPoint here, somebody got killed last night. Yesterday they didn't intend to die, I'm sure. Gone. Nobody is accepted from it. Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die. And that word means you and me. You don't have to be 81 years old to die. Many die at 16, 18, 20, and even younger. Middle age. Well, we had a wonderful person, many of you knew Jaquita, 55 years old that died just last week. What are we going to do? We're going to seek the kingdom of God first because we know we're going to die and we want to be carried into Abraham's bosom. We want to be with all the saved there. What a rejoicing. What company are the angels, the apostles that were faithful to the Lord, your mother, your daddy, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife. Just think of a home over there, and when this all is over, you don't have to worry about it. You'll be with God and all of those saints forever. And we're seeking the kingdom of God, the church, first because we believe that God accepts those who obey Him. Don't ever give up on anybody. I mean, take the Word of God, teach them. I don't know how many people I could call to mind this morning. So many older people who had for years never obeyed the gospel. I remember one man way up in his 80s, never had been baptized. I talked with him. Thank the Lord. Finally, I told him, you need to get ready now. And he did. And he's already gone. Yes, God will accept you even in the 11th hour. And we need to get to everybody that's been at O'Neill, that no longer are faithful, no longer here, and every night everybody needs to be working. How? By seeking first the kingdom of God, by showing those people that God will save them if they'll obey Him. Hebrews 5:8-9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. You can't put it in language more direct, more concise than that. In Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. On the tombstone, Charlotte Christopher, whom we just miss so much. Now let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Yes, sir, let's hear it. What is the conclusion of the whole matter? Fear God. Who? You, me, everybody. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Yes, seek first the kingdom of God, the church, and try to get as many people in you yourself. Be obedient to Him. You remember in Acts 10:34-35? When Peter came to the house of Cornelius, you remember how the Bible tells us that Peter said, the Lord is not thine. That God will not reject anyone who will come to Him. Of a truth I perceive, that God is no respecter of persons. What did he say? No respecter of person. What did he mean? It matters not who a person may be. It matters not what they may have done. It matters now if they do what? Peter said, of a truth I perceive, that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. I've told you so much about Sebastian. Thank you all for the cards and your concern for him. It's really tough that Stephanie, his mother, who had moved in to live with him just a few months ago, she had a stroke and she died. He called me the other day crying and talking to me. But he said, you know, the Lord is still good. Yes, he's having a lot of difficulties making those adjustments. I want to tell you, friend, God wants everybody. He is not willing that a single soul should perish. But there's only one thing he wants you to do, and that is obey Him. That beautiful expression that's found by that man that smote his breast in Luke 18:13. When he just simply said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. It's what God wants. He wants it out of you. He wants it out of me. Because you see, that is what He's looking at, is your heart. This vacation Bible school this week can be one of the best that we've ever had. If you be present, you be active, invite others, and let us show God that the church at O'Neill is made up of people that are seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. People will be taught what they need to do. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And live faithfully and joyfully in the service of the Lord. But it's just a week designed to bring honor and glory to God as we seek first the kingdom of God. Are you in the assembly this morning and never having obeyed the gospel? Why not now? Don't you believe in the one that loved you? Aren't you willing to stand up and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Be baptized. Yes, and live faithfully in the service of the Master. Are you here today and you're a Christian but you haven't lived faithfully? Get that taken care of. It's time now, ready for all of us. We want to be ready when the Lord ends our lives, or when our lives are ended here upon this earth. Why not now? Oh, why not now? This beautiful hymn of an invitation to you. If you're subject in any way, won't you obey Him while together we stand?